wasn't really all bad. I think he just craved a little affection.
It's the dress that elevated Marilyn Monroe from movie star to American icon.
That's a very interesting point of view.
Oh, do you feel the breeze from the subway? Isn't it delicious?
The white halter dress, blown upwards while Monroe stood on a subway grate in 1955's Seven-Year Itch, is perhaps her most memorable costume, the go-to choice for Monroe impersonators, and immortalized in a 26-foot-tall statue of the Hollywood star. Now, one of two versions of the dress is going up for auction.
There are two white dresses. We sold the original screen-used Debbie Reynolds dress for $5.7 million many years ago. William Trevia made that dress. William Trevia also made this dress. So after the movie was over, Trevia asked Debbie if he could borrow her dress to make a copy for himself because he didn't have a copy. And he used this dress and he exhibited it around the world his whole life.
The dress is just one piece of Monroe memorabilia that's on display in Beverly Hills before being put up for bid in October by Auction House Profiles in History.
It's Marilyn Monroe. I mean, you can go anywhere in the world, and she gets more and more popular. So I think that people just want a piece of that.
Also up for auction, Monroe's showgirl costume from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
They just don't make things like this anymore. These are all handmade, hand-beaded, made by William Trevia. I mean, just exquisite. And it's amazing that they survive.
As well as a photograph that seems to solve a Monroe mystery. This picture of the actress alongside 20th Century Fox executive Ben Lyon. It's signed by Monroe, whose real name was Norma Jean Mortensen, with the inscription, "Dear Ben, you found me, named me, and believed in me when no one else did."
Ben Lyon was one of her closest friends. And the legend is she went to Malibu and Ben said, "Who do you think your father was?" And the legend is she said, "Well, I think his last name was Monroe." And he's like, "That's a good name."
While the letter answers questions, the white halter dress will be the item attracting bidders.
Happy birthday.
For reference, the dress Monroe wore when she sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy sold for $4.8 million 2 years ago, a price nearly double what the auction house expected. And what will it cost to own this piece of Hollywood history?
You know, with Marilyn Monroe, it's really hard to predict because it's, you know, the fan base is all over the world. I mean, it could sell for $200,000 or $300,000.